He fires complete for a first down at the 32-yard line as he has Jeff Mail and a beautifully thrown pass by Nick Foles.
I tell you what, Nick does a nice job of pumping, and Nick finds that window right in the middle of the field.
And as he does every week, head coach Chip Kelly joins us for a little breakdown here. Chip, Ike just broke down Brent Celek's opening drive touchdown. But that doesn't happen unless you convert this 3rd and 16. And I don't know, not a lot of plays in a book, 3rd and 16, that work in this league. But why don't you walk us through what you do to Jeff Mail here? And I know you're getting a kind of a Tampa 2 look here, so you're sort of attacking that.
Yeah, we're just trying to get Jeff down the field, and he's running a deep end. We know the linebacker's going to turn that way, and we're just trying to high-low this defender. LeSean's going to come out and run an option route underneath and hopefully occupy the underneath coverage, and then the quarterback is going in and out off of this guy. If we got the linebacker on a deep drop, and we have to throw it to LeSean and hope he can run it. Mm-hmm. If they're going to jump him and we got a window, then Nick's going to put the ball over the top. And Nick does a great job and executes it exactly how we've practiced it. He get him to just come outside a little bit, and then we throw it right on the inside shoulder, and Jeff makes a big catch, and we keep ourselves on the field.
All right, so 3rd and 16, you're off and running. You'd end up driving on that. So let's take a look at another play here, the touchdown here to Riley Cooper. Because I think when people saw it, it just looked too easy, Coach. But there's a lot of elements to this play here.
Well, Riley's actually the fourth option for us. We have a go route down here on the bottom of the screen, and we have a flat route out of the slot receiver. We're trying to high-low this side if it stays too deep.
Okay.
Okay. And then our tight end's running the deep drag. Riley's got a backside post, and then our running back's in the flats. And the quarterback literally is going 1, 2, 3, 4. If it's too deep, we stay on this side. If for some reason they go to 3, which they did.
They do. They drop him down. They are in a safety rotation here.
Yeah, but what ends up happening on the rotation is that we lose these two players because he's going to carry him and he's going to carry him. So that cancels it for us. As this kid comes down, the quarterback is now working the tight end to the backside post, depending on where the free safety is. So Nick does a great job with his eyes, knowing that if the coverage went to 3, we were probably going to throw the post.
How early does Nick see this right here? Does he see this right?
I think he sees it right now.
Because he's got to be able to execute this right here.
But the back has the mesh, and if you look at Nick's eyes are up looking at the play.
Okay, so play Nick does take a look over here to Deshaun and to the flat route. Mm-hmm. So he does take a look over here. Now, this crossing route right here, that really, it gets Woodson's eyes going right here, and that's what opens things up for Riley down the field.
It does, and we were anticipating this because they did it a lot, and Nick is looking in this direction, hopefully holding Woodson on that hash. You know, you want big DBs and you want big receivers so guys don't get knocked off, and Riley does a great job of going up and getting it, doesn't get knocked off, his landmark knows where he's going, and then Nick does a great job in terms of locating the ball and giving Riley a shot. When you put that much big air underneath it, that Riley can then go get the football.
Defensively here, Coach, there's a lot of young players right now. We probably mention his name every week, but Brandon Boykin right here, to be able to see everything that's going on, whether it's the mesh, the read option, to be able to play through the receiver and stay alive and really force Terrell Pryor back inside right here to your linebacker, this right here is technically and fundamentally about as good as you get.
It is, and with a great running quarterback like this, the biggest key is to make sure we leverage them all the time and understand where you're fitting in the scheme. Trent is making sure that the ball, if it's handed off, he's chasing this down from behind. And we feel like we've built a wall here and we're squeezing this ball carrier. But we also have to, when you have a running quarterback, be able to have an outside player and then have your inside players and understand your leverage. If Brandon were to get washed right here, this ball's outside. What he needs to do is understand where he is in the scheme and that he's an outside player, and he needs to set an edge on the outside to make sure that we can keep a really fast quarterback back up inside, and then this is where all our help is coming from inside out. But if you lose your outside contain player, you're in a lot of trouble.
I mean, that's a tremendous athlete for no gain. Mm-hmm. And what looked like it could have been kind of a dangerous play. It looked like there might have even been an alley there if Boykin doesn't do that job.
It is, and I think when you can leverage the ball and keep the ball in here, he's got everything on the inside, he's got everything on the outside, and they're actually trying to funnel it to Earl, then we're in pretty good shape. And I think the other thing is that not only does he defeat the block, is that now he can shrink the hole because the blocker's no longer square to the line of scrimmage. He can squeeze this, and we're all trying to squeeze it and contain the football with a really good, really fast player in Terrell.
In the final play here, he had a couple of pressures with him. He had a couple blitzes off the slot right here.
They're an empty,
right?
You know, so you kind of have two thoughts in empty, either drop everybody and rush 3 and try to coverage, or let's get after the quarterback and bring an extra guy because they can only protect five. Let's bring an extra guy and then make him get the ball out quick. And I think you got to be able to change it up.
There's a lot of
intricacies to it that they've got to know what package we're in, and one package we're coming after and the other package we're dropping, so that we don't always have to go crazy. We recognize it's empty. What's our check and empty? Mm-hmm. In this defense, it was to bring Earl and to kind of collapse this side so that we now are forcing everything, especially with him trying to get the ball out quick and making him make quick decisions.
Well, I think the fact that you've got Logan here on the center, you really create just a two-man side right here. So you've got two rushers, and now you've got a third bringing in. So Earl Wolfe is going to be free. But I also think the fact that he's tight enough on Streeter right here, mm-hmm. where really he doesn't know yet if he's coming or not. He may anticipate a little bit, and you could slide. But I think the fact that he's still kind of on him here, mm-hmm. I think it sort of tells him that I don't know if he's coming or not right now.
Exactly, and I think a lot of it is the presentation, because Earl can line up here and still play zone. So,
Yeah. You
know, trying to be consistent with our alignments and making sure that we're presenting the same look. There's no differences. You know, he could be here and pop out and play
sure. Coverage,
and now Michael could come. So
right.
I think the ability to disguise what the look is for a quarterback and give him a lot of different presentations really helps us.